What do you mean by that? This question has qualified for its very own video because it is one of the most important questions that you can ask your clients as a life coach or as an aspiring life coach. To be honest with you, this is one of the most important questions that you can ask your friends, your loved ones, your spouse, your family members, your children, to preserve the trust and prevent misunderstanding and miscommunication. What do you mean by that? This is the question that we're going to use when interacting with someone, when someone says something that we don't understand. Because if someone says something and then we jump to a conclusion about what we think they mean, then we've just judged them unfairly. So the question that we ask is, what do you mean by that? Now, to mix this one question in with another fascinating little idea, another fascinating communication skill, I'm going to introduce you to an idea here. It's called intonation, right? Intonation. Now, intonation, you may have heard me throughout the course up until now say a few times something along the lines of, it's not what we say, it's how we say what we say. And this is where intonation starts coming into the mix. So it's not about, as life coaches, us having all the answers. We've already established this now. Sometimes it's just the feedback we offer when we're reflecting back or paraphrasing. Sometimes it's just the silence that we're offering people. Intonation is how we say what we say. It's the way in which we ask the questions that we ask. Now, there is an exercise that's attached to this video lecture in the additional materials section, and I'm going to urge you to practice this on some people. And it might not necessarily be the sentence, but practice another one and see the responses that you get when you communicate one sentence or one question in numerous different ways. Now, intonation is to do with placing emphasis on specific words within a sentence or a question that you're choosing to ask someone, all right? For example, if I was to place emphasis on the word what in the sentence, it would sound like this. What do you mean by that? Or if I was to place emphasis on the word do, tell me, what do you mean by that? Or I could say, what do you mean by that? Or, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? And do you see what I've just done here? Now, this is just one example. I just want to raise your awareness of this, that sometimes it's not the questions that we ask people, it's the way in which we ask these questions. Intonation and placing emphasis on certain words is always going to influence how it is that other people hear what it is that we are saying. So if we are unaware of this, then it's going to potentially be easy for other people to misinterpret us all of the time. So when we're doing our mental rehearsals in preparation for a communication or an interaction with someone, it's important that we're taking this into consideration also, that the emphasis that we place on certain words through intonation is going to determine what it is that other people hear. All right? So, all I would like you to do here, spend 5 minutes, print off the worksheet that you're going to find attached in the additional materials section. See, I told you this section we're going to get a bit more practical and a bit more life coachy, didn't I? And just practice the exercise in front of a mirror by yourself. Now, I might not have made the best example here, you know, what do you mean by that? But how you speak and your communication style or preference is going to determine how it is that other people go on to hear and interpret you. Now, this is crucial as a life coach because, as we know, it's all about preserving the trust, isn't it? And I'm never going to get sick of saying this, and you shouldn't ever get sick of hearing that either. But take 5 minutes, conduct the exercise, practice intonation and applying emphasis on different words. It might be the case that there's a question that you have that you want to ask someone that you know, someone that you're already in a relationship with. It might be the case that you've asked someone a question or you've said something to someone in the last few days that has caused a bit of tension in one or more of your relationships. So you don't have to use the example that I've given in the worksheet, but you can just use that example or the question or the statement that you've already made in that relationship and apply this idea to that sentence. Just apply different emphasis to different words in the sentence to hear for yourself how the very essence of the question can sound completely different just by placing different emphasis on different words. So hope this makes sense. Quite simple, straightforward stuff, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next video.